This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Trusted with the news, the headlines first. Disaster Reduction Council decides to immediately provide relief funds for house construction to those affected by floods and landslides. Prime Minister Sushila Karki discusses election preparation with officials of Election Commission. Government brings more than 1 million doses of vaccine to control cholera outbreak in Birganj. And Nobel Prize in Physics awarded to three scientists for work on quantum computing. Now the news in detail. The 19th meeting of the Disaster Reduction Council today decided to continue with the search and rescue of the people missing in the disaster. With this decision, the council has directed the Ministry of Home Affairs and all security bodies to engage in the search and rescue works. The council decided to promptly clear road obstruction, restore transport and service delivery, and ensure coordination among relevant ministries, provincial governments and local levels. It also directed concerned bodies to restore disrupted drinking water, electricity and communication services. The meeting decided that those whose houses were destroyed due to floods and landslides will be provided 50,000 rupees by the authority. The first 25,000 rupees will be provided immediately, and the remaining 25,000 rupees will be provided after the completion of the first phase of the house structure as per the set standards. A policy has been set to distribute relief through local levels via an integrated system to prevent duplication. Prime Minister Sushila Karki held a meeting with the Election Commission officials today, focusing on the election to the House of Representatives announced for the 5th of March in 2026. During the meeting held at the Simhadarbar Pest Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the two sides exchanged views on the cooperation essential from the government and political parties to implement the election calendar. The Election Commission published the election calendar on Monday. During the meeting, Election Commission officials assured the Prime Minister of their commitment to free, fair and impartial elections and urged the government to ensure necessary resources and support. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha and Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari were among those present in the meeting. The government has brought in 1,018,100 doses of cholera vaccine to control the outbreak that began in Birganj on the 23rd of August. Dr. Avian Gautam, chief of the immunization section, said the vaccines were received as a grant from the International Coordinating Group ICG and a vaccination campaign will begin next week in affected areas of Parsa and Bara. Chief Dr. Gautam said the vaccine will be provided free of cost to all individuals above 1 year of age through schools, colleges, offices, door-to-door campaigns and health institutions. Sporadic cases of cholera are still being reported in Parsa, including in Birganj. The Commission of Inquiry into the incidents of September 8 and 9 in 2025 has stated that there is no need to wait for a report from any other mechanisms of the government to investigate and take action against those involved in criminal offences. Issuing a statement, Commission member Bijan Raj Sharma said the Commission has taken note of the Home Ministry's September 25th announcement that the government will await the Commission's report before taking further action on the Gen Z movement incidents. The Commission's mandate is to receive and analyze information on damages from the two-day revolt and offer necessary recommendations for action. The District Police Range Kathmandu has sent the first information report FIR registered by the families of those who were killed during the Gen Z uprising to the Commission of Inquiry into the incidents of September 8 and 9 protest, citing it not within their jurisdiction. Superintendent of Police SP Pawan Bhattrai said 4-5 of the families of the deceased had come to register FIR today, demanding action against the guilty of the incidents, and they were sent to approach the commission for the same. Meanwhile, commission chairperson Gauri Bahadur Karki said that the petition complaints have come to the commission and necessary process to this effect will be taken ahead after study. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Play Store वा App Store बाट सजिले नेपाल टेलिकम को App डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ.
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Gulman Ghising, has directed concerned officials to make electricity system further reliable, of quality, safe and customer friendly. The Energy Minister urged officials to address public demands with short, mid and long term plans, highlighting ongoing power supply issues nationwide. Minister Ghising emphasized the urgent need to restore power by repairing flood and landslide damaged infrastructure. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to John Clark, Michael H. Devoret and John M. Martinez for their work on quantum mechanics that is paving the way for a new generation of very powerful computers. The BBC cited the Nobel Committee as saying there is no advanced technology used today that does not rely on quantum mechanics, including mobile phones, cameras and fiber optic cables. The announcement was made by the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences at a news conference in Stockholm of Sweden. Professor John Clark, who was born in Cambridge of UK and now works at the University of California in Berkeley, said it was the surprise of his life. Michael H. Devoret was born in Paris, France, and is a professor at Yale University, while John M. Martinez is a professor at University of California in Santa Barbara. The three winners will share prize money of 11 million Swedish kronor. The Nobel Committee recognized breakthrough work performed by the three men in a series of experiments in the 1980s on electrical circuits. Israelis are marking 2 years since Hamas attack on the 7th of October in 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. According to the BBC, people impressed at memorials garnished with flowers, tributes and candles at the site of the Nova Festival attack. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, at least 67,173 people have been killed in Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces as well as in the remaining hilly regions, while the rest of the Tarai region is expected to be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning in some hilly areas of Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces, a few places in the Tarai regions of Koshi, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces as well as isolated places in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions. Light snowfall is also likely to occur at a few places in the high mountainous areas of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Disaster Reduction Council decides to immediately provide relief funds for house construction to those affected by floods and landslides. Prime Minister Sushila Karki discusses election preparation with officials of Election Commission. Government brings more than 1 million doses of vaccine to control cholera outbreak in Birganj. And Nobel Prize in Physics awarded to 3 scientists for work on quantum computing. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.